Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the third Mishnah of this, the fifth Perek of Pesachim. Shchato shelo lo chala v'shelo l'mnuav l'arilim v'litmaim pasul. So if you shechted a Korban Pesach in the 14th, in the afternoon, but you did it for those who are not eating this Korban Pesach or those who are not included in it, for arilim or tmaim who are not allowed to eat, pasul. Now, so if you included both acceptable and unacceptable, as you see in these four pairs, kasher. So it has to be slaughtered in the afternoon. If it was before midday, it's pasul. Now, shchato korban tamid, if you remember in Mishnah Aleph, we said the korban tamid shoben abayim comes first. What if you slaughtered it before the tamid? Kasher, vad shi hechan memreis v'damo ad shi zareka tamid. So, it's valid, but then you have to have somebody stirring the dam, so to keep it from coagulating, but to prevent you from doing zrika until after the korban tamid's dam has been nizrak. We remember that procedure from the lechatchila practice of the Kohen in the Mikdash on Yom HaKippurim with Dam HaPar, Ve'im Nizrak Kasher. But if you did do Zrikat HaDam of the Pesach before Zrikat Dam HaTamid, it is valid. Tanu Rabbanan. Ketzad Shelo Leochlav. What does Shelo Leochlav mean? L'shum Chola or L'shum Zaken. Somebody who's sick or elderly and who can't eat. So it doesn't mean somebody who's forbidden from eating, that's Arilim Tmeim, and it doesn't mean somebody who's not part of this group, that's Shalom Nuyav, this is a new group. Ketzad Shalom Nuyav, Nimnu Alav Chaburazu, a particular group, bought into this Pesach, Ushchato L'shem Chabura Acheret, you shechted it for a different group. Now, Minhanimili, how do we know that it has to be slaughtered for the right people? D'tana Rabbanan. B'michsat nefashot. What does that mean? Michsat. Melamed she'en ha-pesach nishchat elo liminuyav. It has to be for those people who are, as it were, covered with this korban, meaning included in this korban. Yachol shchato shelo liminuyav yeheka over al mitzvah v'kasher. I might think that if you slaughtered for the wrong group, you did something wrong, but it's still valid. Talmud Lomar b'michsat, and then it says tachosu al haseh. And tachosu, we understand, means to slaughter. Hakatuv shina alav lakev. We have a general rule that we learn in the second parak of Zvachim, which is that any time the Torah makes a demand in the world of korbanot, and it makes that demand twice, that means it's indispensable. And the fact that it says michsat and tachosu means that limnuyav is now indispensable. Rebbe Omer Lashon Sursihu says Kadam Shomer Lachavero Kosli Tlezeh. He said that Tachosu doesn't mean to be covered, but rather that it's Aramaic, and what it means is to slaughter. And so Tachosu means, as Unklus translates, to slaughter. Ashkachan Shalom Nuyav Shalom Chalav Menalan. How do we know that if you slaughter it for people who are sick or elderly and can't eat, that it's not invalid? Amakra ishlofi ochlo tachosu. You have to slaughter it for people according to what they're going to eat. Itkash ochli in the minuyin. Those who are going to eat are compared to those who are included. So therefore, just like if you slaughter all the slaughter of the korban for exclusively for a group that's not included with this animal, then it's and the same rule applies if you slaughter it exclusively for people who cannot eat. Meaning, let's say there was a few people who were already included in the animal, but one got sick and one became too old and couldn't eat, and those are the only ones you included, it would be invalid. Now, shchatol lemulin amanachit kapruba arilim bizrika. What happens if you shechted it for proper people, but your intent was that improper people should be credited with the korban, with at the zrika? So now it's a question of machashvin mi avodah l'avodah, meaning your intent at one avodah affecting another avodah, and there's another consideration here. Rav Chista Amar Pasul, Rabba Amar Kasher. So let's see what this is about. Rav Chista Amar Pasul, because yesh machshevet arelim bizrika. Intent for the wrong kind of eaters about zrika counts, even though zrika really has nothing to do with the eating. Rabba Amar Kasher, because en machshevet arelim bizrika, it doesn't count. It's only a shchita. And the shchita was done properly. Amarabba menamino, I'll prove to you that it doesn't count. It doesn't matter. Detanya, yachol yifsol b'nei chavarabba inimo v'dinhu. I might think that he invalidates the rest of the group, if, let's say, an RL, and I'll prove it to you. I mean, this is what would be the proof. Ho'il v'orla poselet to ma poselet. After all, orla, I mean, not having a brit milah, invalidates you from eating the korban, and being tameh invalidates you. Ma tuma lo asava mitzat tuma kachol tuma. We don't say that if one person is tameh, they're all tameh. Afrola lo asava mitzat orla kachol orla. We don't say the same thing about the other group. Oklach v'derech zu. Maybe there's another way to consider it. Ho'il v'orla poselet uzman posel. Just like with zman, meaning machshevet pigo, meaning that you did the zrika or the shchita in order to eat the korban in the wrong time, let's say korban Pesach the next day instead of that night. Asaba mitzad zman kechol zman. If you intended to eat some of it at the right time and some of it at the wrong time, it's invalid. That's called pigul. Af orla asaba mitzad orla kechol orla. So maybe you would say that if one person's arel, the whole group's out. So nireh lemi doma, which is our law more like, tuma or zman? Danin davar shein noheg b'chol hazvachim, davar shein noheg b'chol hazvachim. We take something that applies only to particular korbanot and not to all, and that is tuma and orla. V'alchiach zman shein noheg b'chol hazvachim. Zman applies to all korbanot, even orla. Oklach leder, and as opposed to orla and tumah, that only applies to korban, not like shlamim, that the person's going to eat. Maybe we should take something which never has a heter, which is orla. After all, tumah sometimes is permitted when rov ham and rov kohanim are tameh. Talmud lomar zot. That's why it says, Zot chukata pesach, which is an exclusive term. My zot, what does the word zot do? Ile nechula orla, chula orla pasla, miktzata lo pasla. Maybe it means zot, means this is a group. And the first thing is kol arelo yochalbo, so it means only if everybody's an arel, it's invalid. But if there's some mulim in the group, then you're okay. Haim v'chol arel nafka, we got that from v'chol arel. So zot is not the key word. V'chol arel is the phrase. And you might think the same thing applies to zrika, d'chula orla miapasla, talmud lomar zot. Shchito d'chula orla miapasla, while zrika afilu kula orla nami lo pasla. And this is the end of the Braita, and this is the part that Rab is bringing as a proof against Rav Chista. He says, I might think that the same thing applies to Zrika, which means, just like in Shechita, if you have an entire group that's Orla, that are Arelim, it invalidates. Therefore, it says, Zot Chukata Pesach, that only in Shechita do we care about that at all. But if we do Zrika, even for an entire group of Arelim, then it's not invalid. And therefore, if you did the proper Shechita, intending to do the Zrika, at the Parma Shechita, he intended to do the Zerika just for Arelim, it's still valid, says Rabbah. And there's his proof. V'chite v'may kula de Zerika, and then you're going to ask, so why is Zerika more lenient? The answer is, de'en machshavat ochlim is Zerika. As we saw earlier, intent about who's going to eat it, who's not going to eat it, doesn't matter at Zerika, only at Shechita. That's Rabbah. Rav Chista's answer is, Adar Rabbah, li'ach kisa, read it the other way. Tamun lomar v'chol arel, kula ol apostla miktzata ol apostla. If you're going to say that Zrika is different, then why don't you say the opposite? Not that Zrika is more lenient, and therefore even if you did the Shechita in order to do Zrika for only Arelim, it's not a problem. Say the opposite way. In Shechita, it has to be Nishchat for an entire group of Arelim to mess it up. Maybe in Zrika, even if some of the group is Arelim, it messes it up. And therefore Zot says that Shechita is different, and Zrika maybe is more severe, and therefore if you had intent for even one RL, the whole group's out. The Shechita mitzat ol pasla, Zrika filu mitzat ol pasla, the Chitema maichumer de Zrika. Now you'll ask the opposite question, which is, so why is Zrika more chamor? Before you asked, why is Shechita more chamor? Why is Zrika more chamor? So let me make my pigul all of Zrika, because pigul is only established at the point of Zrika. When you do Zrika in order to eat it at the wrong time. So Mazgar Rashi, he challenges. Mima'ayda hai b'chol arel kula mashma. Both Rabban and Rav Chista are relying on the fact, and actually the Brayta is relying on the fact, that the word v'chol arel doesn't mean each arel or every arel, but rather all arelim. Domahai v'chol arel mashpa kol dehu orla. Maybe v'chol arel means any arel, meaning not an entire group of arelim, but even one arel, which would be chumrah against both Rabban and Rav Chista, more certainly against Rava. So katav rachman azot ta'adika kula orla lo pasla. And therefore, the word zot is there not to limit it to shchita or zrika, but to say this entire halacha is only true if you have an entire group of arelim, and it's true at shchita, and it's true at zrika. And that, by the way, would support Rav Chista, that if you did the shchita in order to do zrika only for arelim, it would be pasul. Halama Rashi, Rav Chista v'Rabba, b'hai krakami palgi. What they're really disagreeing about is this pasuk. V'nirtza lo l'chaper alav. Alav lo al chaviro. Right, so the famous pasuk about the olat nedavat at the beginning of Vayikra, it'll be acceptable to be mechaper on him, Allah v'lo chaviro, for him but not for another fellow, and that's where Shinui Balim has learned from. Rabba savar chaviro dumi didei. Rabba says chaviro means somebody like you, mahu devar kapara, just like you're somebody who could get kapara. Af chaviro devar kapara lafuke hay arel de la bar kapara hu, as opposed to an arel who's not in the picture because he's not chayav, he's not able to do the korban, and therefore he cannot create an exclusion. Chisa savar hay arel nami came in the bar chiyuva hu. After all, an arel is chayiv. Bar kapara hu. He is a bar kapara, and therefore his presence is meaningful and problematic. Hoil di boy metake nafshe. After all, if he wanted to, he could go over brit milah. Maybe the doctor tells him not to, but he could, and therefore he is a bar chiyuva. Mila Rav Chista hoil. Since when does Rav Chista accept the principle of hoil, which means if a theoretical possibility exists, then we regard it as having that happened. If you recall, back in the third paragraph, Rav Chista had the opposite position. V'idma ha'ofeb. And if you recall, Rav Chista said you get makot for baking on chol, on Yom Tov for chol, because we don't say, well, theoretically, if a lot of people would show up in the afternoon, you'd have to feed them. And Rabbi says, yes, we do say that. So you see that Rav Chista does not accept hoil. So why would Rav Chista here say, Ho'il, that he, if he could do Brit Milan himself, he'd be in, therefore he's a Bar Chiyuva, and his presence is problematic. So, Bishtam Adarabba, Adarabba, Rabba against himself, Lokasha, why? Hacha Mechusar Ma'aseh. Here, there's actually something missing, which is doing the Brit Milah. Hatan Lo Mechusar Ma'aseh. There, you're not missing anything, you just, other people have to show up. El Rav Chista Kasha, Rav Chista's in a bind. The answer is Rav Chista doesn't reject Hoil. He says, I won't use Hoil Lakula. Therefore, I will not exempt you from Makot for baking and Yom Tov for Chol, just because theoretically guests may show up who don't show up. But I will say that your presence as an RL is meaningful because theoretically you could fix yourself, and therefore your presence corrupts the Korban, and therefore Machshevet Arelim Bizrika, when you do Shechita, according to Rav Chista, would invalidate the Korban. We're going to pick up this discussion in the middle, in the next podcast, as we continue on with our exploration of the Psul of Orla and Tumah. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.